today with number 200. What is your reaction?
It was a great win for our team. We didn't play as well as we wanted to, but we made the plays when we needed to. So it's a division game on the road. It's always a tough team to play. You know, I thought they played really well, and glad we just made the plays there at the end.
One of those plays, the first touchdown to Malcolm Mitchell, take us through that with the fumble snap there. And
Yeah, I was trying to put it in Jewel's pocket, and it just hit off his hip and dropped it on the ground, and then I kind of picked it up pretty quick, so I figured I could kind of gather, and then Malcolm did a great job kind of running across the back end line there, so gave him a chance to make the play. He made a great catch. He made a lot of great catches today, so not how we drew it up, but it worked, so.
How much trust have you developed with Malcolm Mitchell in the short time he's been here?
A lot. I think Malcolm's really done a great job really gaining everybody's trust because he's shows up every day, works his butt off, is so committed to the team. You know, it means a lot to him. Football matters. And, you know, he's come through in the clutch, so keep giving him opportunities.
How are you feeling right now? The knee injury kept you out for 2 days. The Jets were hitting you a lot. How are you feeling?
I'm happy the week's over. It was a long week.
You feel like it kind of hampered you a little bit with your plant foot or anything like that?
No, I think everybody's, you know, battling through different things. And you just do the best you can do. You know, it's a long season. And, you know, every week starts fresh again. And, you know, I'm glad it's over. But I'm glad we won.
Does it ever go through your mind, you know, we still got several games in the playoffs left. Maybe I'll just, you know, sit this game out and get my knee healthy. Does that ever go through your mind?
Nope. Nope. No. Well, we had a, you know, we stacked the receivers and Darrell kind of played over the top of it, and we did a good job, you know, breaking flat on that quick out there, and Malcolm made a nice catch and then got in the end zone. So it was really good play. It was a great call by Josh, something we hadn't really shown, and, you know, we needed it. We needed it at that time.
Tom, how would you describe the fourth down conversion, the difficulty of a play in itself and in the effort by James as well?
He made a great play because the ball was, you know, thrown short of the sticks. And, you know, if we don't make that play, it's hard to win the game. You know, we stood three timeouts and they would have got the ball and maybe we could have stopped them. But, you know, that was a game-winning play, championship-type play that James made. So, you know, he did enough to kind of shake off the tackle and get the first down. It was just a great play. There was a lot of great plays we needed there in the last 7 minutes of the game. It wasn't our best effort, but, you know, that's what happens in, you know, these games sometimes.
Tom, as a leader, how important is it for you to play through injuries just to set an example for us, the team?
Well, everybody, you know, is going to try to do different things, and, you know, I try to, you know, show up and just do my best. And like I said, I don't think everyone's feeling great this time of year, so just do the best you can do. And, you know, I'll try to do the same this week.
Tom, what did you see out of Joel Reedus?
You know, he's a great player. He's, you know, he's been a great player for a long time. So I don't think, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and what his abilities are. And, you know, I thought he played really well.
You mentioned it was a long week and you're glad it's over. What made it such a long week for you? Why was it so arduous?
Well, it's a tough team to prepare for. And, you know, there was a lot of time I wish I'd have spent on the practice field that I was spending getting treatment. So I'd rather, you know, have more time to prepare mentally and on the practice field than, you know, kind of do what happened. But that's the way it goes. You're not going to practice, you know, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, you'd love to, but probably not the reality for most guys in the league. So it was a, you know, it was Thanksgiving week. You know, it was kind of a different week in and of itself. But had a chance to get out there on Friday and run around a little bit, and coaches put me in.
Early on, some of your throws were sailing. Did you have a hard time getting into rhythm because of your knee? And you had to make any adjustments because of that?
I'm going to have to watch the film, you know. But you're right. I wasn't hitting the ones that were there early. And we just couldn't make enough plays to stay on the field to put pressure on those guys. And, you know, we need to do a better job of that. But I can certainly do a better job. Thank you.
Such an importance put on wins. Where does the 200 milestone
prime for you?
You know, I it's a team sport. You know, I individual awards and things like that. It means I've been a part of a lot of really great teams with great coaches and great teammates, and I've had a lot of great support over the years. So, hopefully, we can keep winning. Never gets old. Thank you.
Thank you.